And now on to physical book X1V Roman 14, which goes from September 1957 through November. So it's not a very long period of time, but it's got quite a lot of data in it. Probably just repeating samples and so on. It starts, however, with a continuation of different methods of applying the sample. You know, 2x3mm filter papers with starch grains, etc., and polyethylene with starch grains, but nothing very remarkable. And continuing 12th and 13th, and comets poor, and nothing very remarkable. Some attempt to look at dog pancreas extracts on September 12th. But nothing very remarkable. Trying to improve the separations with insulin September 14th, but with the comet, not sufficient improvement to be worth continuing with. Re-photographing the standard gels, trying to improve the photography. Necessary, same for textbook inclusion. Microfile is too contrasty. KB17 is not enough, and therefore use KB14 with the developer, which is a contrasty developer, D8, and test roll of 70 exposures. It says it looks like 70. I can't believe it. It must be 7 exposures. Excellent range. Half a second, F8 over 11 is probably the best, showing the distances between the lights and where the sample was. New Aborigine samples obtained September 30th, and with their notation of what beta globin they had. Monday, Tuesday, October 1st, a whole bunch of two-dimensional setup and a rather nice summary of them, photographic summary of them, on the following pages, showing clearly, for example, that sample 37 has a single beta and tangle 38 has double beta. I haven't yet, I think, seen the homozygotes, what it turned out to be the homozygote for beta globin, that at least I don't comment on it. Photographs of October 17th, 38 and 36 38 and 36, going back. 38 and 36. Yeah, they have the extra beta globin, and so has 39. So their comets notation a little bit unfortunate. It should really be double beta, just beta D. More October 2nd with photographs coming up. Again, a very nice set of photographs taken between October 1st and 2nd of the different samples. The slightly smeary results, but nonetheless one can type them. Very many more October 3rd, Tuesday, and of the doubles and singles. All recorded as we did them. So this is just continuing to do large numbers of mini two-dimensional gels to type the transference. For more Saturday, October 5th, set up and results on the following page. Photographed again, continuously photographing. The separation was of the sample 71 into two beta globin bands is really quite nice. Should be beginning to find a homozygous for the double band. I imagine that eventually this will turn up. October 8th, another 4 or 5 sample. And then on October the 8th, just a comment on one sample there, a pregnancy band, 2B with a pregnancy band. I don't know whether we talked about this earlier. I think we probably have, but that was, I know I have referred to it, but October 8th, sample 78 from Gill Street had the pregnancy band. That's my, I can't sneeze still. We record it. Problems of old age. More Torres Islanders. They look all to be, these particular set are all single betas. But not, evidently not all of them. There is one that is recorded as two. Maybe on a subsequent set of images. Yeah. Yeah, sample 7. April 7th, yes, October 9th, set up, and then images on the following pages, and with Torres Island again with the two betas. So this is just continuing to accumulate data on the beta code. Pages and pages of them. Trying to improve the sample insertion continuously, struggling with that. And Tuesday, October 8th, a typical comment, not sufficient improvement to warrant the complication. I still haven't learned that there is a simpler solution, which is to run a vertical jet, but it will come. This book is primarily many, many samples being run for looking at the beta globins. Wednesday, October 16th, I evidently wanted to run a comparison of a whole bunch of them, because they, all of them are double beta. Yes.
Oh, good. How are you?
Try to test a non-entry of bacteriophage into the gels.
I actually finally figured it out.
And with the comment October 17th, the phage does not enter the gels.
Okay. And then,
then a design of a virus remover and concentrator aimed to have a continuous system where you could put virus and protein solution in one side of the gel, and have protein solution come out of the other side, and the virus left on the gel surface. Trying to run some tube gel, tubes of some sort for this business of separating virus, etc. Thursday, October 24, an attempt to run sample. It looks as if I'm slowly beginning to realize that vertical gels might be of interest. The aim was to obtain virus concentration in this way, and or albumin separation from crude plasma, rather informative diagram. usual confirmatory gels on October 29th. And here, a bunch of samples from just labelled with numbers. All of them had single beta globins. Pages and pages of two-dimensional gel. And a better notation here of the double one, a double band, a beta BC. Forty-eight samples were received from Australia, Sunday, Monday, November 4th, and one-dimensional gels are photographed. And then the two-dimensional gels are on the following two pages. More two-dimensional experiments on Monday, Tuesday, November 5th, and so on. As I say, pages and pages of two-dimensional gels. Photographs of one-dimensional, two-dimensional gels, continuing pages and pages of this, just increasing the number of samples that we had studied. Example, November 5th, Friday, November 8th, rather, all beta C, beta C, 2B, 2B, 2A, 2B, 2A, 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 2B. Nothing very remarkable, just continuing to run many samples. To check the November 11th, trying to see if I can see them on one-dimensional gels, to check whether I could get beta C, beta D resolution by one-dimensional gel, but they comment it's not reliable when hemoglobin is there. Still trying some sort of vertical system, not yet tested with plasma or serum, but this was some attempts at separating things vertically. Now, beginning to photograph the gels all together, or run a large gel at one time. Not very clear. Didn't start to. Plus or minus it happened. Hemoglobin, November 12th, evidently still worrying about that sort of difference to see whether it made much difference to the separation. Some reason or other, trying to do eggs and yolks on Saturday, November 16, looking at eggs and yolks of different samples. These were, I think these virus experiments were probably related to my wife Lois Kitsey, because she was doing virus things, and I don't remember the exact date when she joined me in Toronto, but it's probable the experiments were related to her virus work. So the virus experiments talked about at various stages in these books are in conjunction with her. This book ends then on November November 16th, Saturday, 1957.